8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are on and live.
Hey, hello out there in podcast world. Did you guys miss us? I know it's been like
forever.
Weeks. No, it's been months.
Weeks. It's been and months. Weeks make months.
But a lot has happened in the last few
months. Oh, yes, a whole lot.
So, are y'all ready for podcast number 45, which I think is kind of funny. It's podcast number 45.
Yes.
And this is election year.
Yes, it is.
And Trump is our 45th president.
Yes, and he's going to be the same one in 2020. There you go. Now I got it in there.
So what do we want to talk about? I know a lot of
people... Woohoo! We're supposed to give a little something, right? I mean, it's just a little sound because you're excited.
I think we have to have
Oh, my God. I mean, it's been forever. I'm sure that we...
We can add an excitement sound in here, right?
Yeah, I just...
Chris?
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'll have a very cool one afterwards.
We're in a shift right now, y'all. That's what it is.
Yes. The year 2020.
The big shift.
2020 vision.
Clarity. Yes.
And it's double numbers, so you got double increasing of everything.
If you have thought maybe you could relax this year, forget it. But it's going to be good things. It'll keep you busy.
Yes.
It's going to be a busy time, an exciting time.
Do you want to share a little bit about what God's told you about
2020? I can tell a little bit, but I also want you all to go within the next week to Elijah List and see this massive word God has given for the next decade. So y'all going to find out about it before everyone else does, because I'm not going to really say anything about this on, well, is it going to go on Facebook? It might be.
In a couple days, I'll probably put it on Facebook.
In a couple days, so y'all will probably know first. But yeah, God's got a lot to say about not just this year, but the next 10 years. He calls it the divine decade.
Yeah,
and it is going to be excitement. It's going to be a lot of excitement, so I can kind of give little things around that word, but... I really want to release that in a major way, so it'll go on Elijah List. Go to ElijahList.com, and I'm sure they'll put my face up there somewhere. But this is a very important time in all of our lives. A lot of people who've been waiting for their destiny will be stepping into their destiny. You know, I think a lot of people know that prophets are already talking about it. Now, by the way, the ones who are saying this is the end, ignore them. As they're saying it's the end of the world and Jesus is coming, you know, just pray for them because that's not what's happening. Very major things will happen in this next 10 years. And at the end of that 10 years, there's still 100 and some years left. Just so I'll add that for free. We've got a lot to do in this world and the Antichrist is not here because people are saying he is. He's not, you know, no, actually he can't even appear until... The powerful manifested sons and daughters of God are not on the earth. He wouldn't even be able to come because he wouldn't have any power.
Do you know why I'm glad to hear that?
Why?
Because my ex-girlfriend thought I was the Antichrist.
Oh, no. He will be much worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Much worse. I could make a lot of statements right now, but I won't. Just take my word for it. The Antichrist is not... on the earth.
No,
before even that happens, you know, hey, I'll just throw something else out for free that's not even in the word from God. There'll come a time when Satan himself will be unseated from the second heaven because he doesn't belong there anyway. So there's a lot that has to happen that's not in the next 10 years either, but thought I'd give you that for free. There's so many things, powerful things that are about to happen that you've all been waiting to see and hear about.
But
God chose 2020, you know, it's a significant number. And if you didn't know, 22 means you and me, this is like God saying this, you and me and you, that would be God saying that. That's what the word two means.
The number.
The number two means that. So since it's 2020, that makes this a very powerful time.
Yes.
It's funny that you mentioned the rapture because we were out somewhere and I was with Jen. And this person said, he had a t-shirt on and it said, Rapture Ready.
Yes.
And he came up to us and said, you know, it's going to happen soon, don't you? And it was like this big, long conversation. And I think it's like really important that people start to
yeah.
hear this more and more, because everyone's kind of like trying to roll up their rapture rug. Well, no, they're not rolling it up. Yeah. They want to get on it like Aladdin and fly off.
That ain't going to happen.
And the guy was very, he didn't want to hear anything either one of us had to say. And the Holy Spirit told me later that he was a clueless soul. And
yeah.
he was bound with a religious spirit.
And when people don't know what time it is and they hear of one bad thing, they think it's so terrible that surely Jesus is coming to rescue them.
Yeah.
And this is the thing you need to know. The rapture itself is not a rescue. It's a celebration party. It is a time to celebrate for Jesus Christ when he comes for us, but it's not a rescue. It's time for us to step up and be powerful, get our crowns on, rule with Jesus Christ, speak to the land, the sea, and the air, and change things. We will. That's what Christ wants. So this person, people who don't know, they go to the very end of the Bible and go, well, I know this is true, so let's talk about this. It must be that time. But Jesus himself said in Mark 16, even though there was wars and rumors of wars and nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, he said himself the end was not yet. And I'll just repeat what he says. The end is not yet. It's the beginning of some of the most powerful days on the earth. That's what 2020 really is.
Yeah, I'm thinking he wasn't rapture ready, but coffin ready.
Coffin ready? No, well,
yeah. You know, but... just wants to, you know, lie down and just, you know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what, there will be, this is something you can watch for that I can say, there will be many people going home to heaven.
Yes.
In this year, in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay? Not necessarily talking about unknown people, but people who are known. It won't be Trump, though. I just throw that in for free. And maybe other people rising up against him. And I won't say any more than that. But many powerful things, a time for things to be exposed. When things are exposed, that's the bad stuff. And things will be revealed. That's the good stuff. That's demonstrating. So,
yeah. And since we're talking about the rapture, I do have a question for you from one of our podcast listeners. And
wasn't that the Facebook Live? Somebody on the Facebook Live?
No, this is on podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll cut that bit out.
Yes. And it says, "Hi, Kat. My name is Christy, and I'm from the UK." And it's along what we've been talking about. She said, "I would like to know more about the rapture. I've had 3 rapture dreams in the past few months, and it is really on my heart at the moment. What has the Father said about the rapture? Has he told you when it will be, or will it not, or will you not know also? The times we are in and prophecy being fulfilled in Israel must mean it's close. Will we know the season? Few questions there. Thank you." So.
Kind of answered that one.
Yeah, you did just answer that one. But what would you say to someone? How would you explain her having...
Well, the one thing a lot of people...
I know you don't understand, you don't interpret dreams, but...
Yeah, I don't interpret dreams. I just say what God says.
What would you say to a person that says, why do I keep having these, or wanting to know, why do I keep having dreams about the rapture?
Yeah, I certainly can't answer that one because I'm not a dream interpreter.
Yeah.
I will just say what the Father says. No one's going to know that date but him. And he's not ready to send his son because he wants to have a powerful witness and testimony to what his son did.
Yeah, and the bride.
With his life.
The body of Christ
is not ready. They're not ruling and reigning. The word clearly says the world will know us by our love for each other. And you know that's not happening.
Maybe in small areas and at small times.
But really, the body of Christ still is not coming together the way he needs him to. And that testimony must be in the earth that we love each other and care about each other and we're helping and working together. So there are clues in the Bible. And a lot of those things have not even happened yet. The Father
the wealth of the wicked
will be given to the just and the righteous. Well, that hasn't happened either. And so there's many things, if they haven't even happened yet, we're in a season, this season, the divine decade we're entering into, is all about major things happening in the body of Christ, in the world itself, in our country.
And you have the greater works.
We have to do the greater works.
We haven't done the greater works either. You know,
I can talk about the greater works, which is part of all that, until God looks down and sees these things that has been said will happen when he sees them happening. And this is the main thing. And it talks about this concerning the rapture, that it says that Christ is coming for a bride without sin or without their flesh showing up. And you know that's not happening right now. The bride, it says, with no spot. He's coming for a church or a bride without no spot. Those spots are sins. So they're living sin-free. Let's just make that statement, right? And their flesh has not taken over anymore, because that's what causes a lot of division and anger and fights. It's the person's flesh. Yeah. No matter who it is, it's their flesh taking over, and they're not supposed to. It says to lay down, you know, lay down your life, find it in Christ. And it even says those who are fleshly minded, that means death. Those who are spiritually minded, that is life. So we need to be walking in the spirit, not in the flesh. We need to be loving one another. We need to do these amazing signs and wonders that hasn't even started.
Nope.
So the rapture is not right around the corner. The Father wants to have, he personally said, I want to see a powerful testimony and witness to what my son paid for. And that hasn't happened. So you know what? But we're heading towards that time. So, and we are closer than we were, you know, 2,000 years ago.
A lot of that will start happening in this decade.
In this decade, many things will happen, but there's still over 100 years left. I can say that very safely.
Yeah.
There's over 100 years left, and people should celebrate, because that gives you a lot of time to manifest, to demonstrate, to rule and reign, you know, to help shift things and shape things. And it's important for that to happen. So guess what? He saved these good times and these best times for you.
Yep, that's right.
If you're alive and breathing right now, he saved this time for you to be a part of it.
That's awesome. At the moment when we were talking to that guy, I wish I could have remembered all of that, but I could tell.
He initiated the conversation too. That was
like, yeah.
So we were thinking, we were the manufacturers of the roll up your rapture rug car magnet. So we're like, okay. What was it you wanted to find his car? And
I did. I kept telling the Holy Spirit, show me where his car is so I could put a roll up your rapture rug magnet on his car.
I will say he is coming, because there are some people actually saying, even leaders right now are saying he's not coming. We're just going to stay on this earth and start doing stuff with him, and then we'll all live on this together. And the Bible does not say that.
No.
There will be a new heavens and a new earth. So, you know what? Just rule and reign right now. Run your race. Be great. Crush darkness. Push it back. That's what you're called to do right now.
It's funny that we're doing questions, because I met somebody when I was out and about that had a question. And I did say that I would share it with you if it's okay. So here we go. I recorded it.
If you can't understand it, I'll translate.
Okay, here it is.
My name is Christofferson Shantangara, and I'm Benjamin the Third. Now, I'd like to ask you a quick question, Kent, because I've been very confused about this. As you know, I am saved in the Lord, most holy, sanctified, and I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, but I have this question. Now, I will be honest with you. I have a weakness, Kat. I love the Beatles. Do you want to hold my hand? I love to sing it. It's been hard. He's like, but listen, Kat, I don't know. This music is not Jesus' music. Am I allowed to listen to it? Please, please tell me. I am so confused. Most sincerely, I see you soon. Bye.
He was a bit of a strange character, but he did want me to ask you that question.
I'm sure it was very strange.
He sounds a little bit like me, but he was very short.
So his question was, what is, you know,
okay,
how does
to
God,
listen to you?
How does God feel about,
that's what he was getting
at. How does God feel about listening to other songs that aren't by Christians, you know, old songs and things like that?
Secular music.
Yes, like
okay.
The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand,
yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I will say, not necessarily the Beatles, although I know a group that has had congregations sing as if it was Jesus singing,
yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
Yes.
And they even talked about all that before they played and everybody sang it. And this is the wildest thing. When they were singing that song, this is a group that travels everywhere around the world, very powerful, knows God well. And that was a song the Holy Spirit had them use to have congregations sing. I want to hold your hand. And when they were singing that song, they'd already been singing other songs and stuff like that. Some secular love songs, some Christian love songs.
Yes.
But when they began to sing that one, the cloud of glory began to appear on the platform.
A glory cloud.
Now,
I will say this.
It does have a lot to do with the spirit of the group, the band, or the people who wrote those songs and recorded those songs, because there are some that are really bad. You don't want to sing them, obviously. But this was at a time when, and we all know the Beatles sang that song. This was at a time when the Beatles weren't deep into mysticism and drugs and a whole lot of other stuff. And it does depend, and I'm just going to be honest, it does depend on what the lifestyle of those people were, because their spirit, the spirit of that they create,
yeah.
that is living in them at that time, an ungodly one, of course, if that goes into that music, then I would not listen to it. But
yeah.
I Want to Hold Your Hand, I think, is pretty safe. and actually,
and
just...
anything from the movie Frozen.
Well, I don't really know all those songs, but you know, a lot of people need to let it be, especially the last
no,
election.
Let it go.
The Democrats need to let it be.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it be. Let it go. That's another song. I don't know if we'll use this or not. This is crazy. I do want to say this. There is some secular music that is so anointed.
Yeah.
And there are Christians who sing secular music, you know? And I heard some in heaven, and it was beautiful. And I heard a lot of, like, of course, the, I can't even remember what they're called.
Uh-oh. We better go with you now. Let's go to heaven.
What is it?
Oh, opera.
Opera. Oh, I heard a lot of opera-type music being sung. Oh, my gosh, it was so amazing. And so this is a very important question, though, and we may as well just go into movies, too, and
yeah.
games, video games. It's all the same, these songs, these images, like in movies and in video games, they carry things.
Yeah.
Whether the life of God or the life of the enemy. And so I would say, it says to guard your heart, that's your soul. Guard what you let in there. Not just what you say and do, but what you allow in there will eventually affect you. So there's a lot of beautiful music. However, if you go into New Age junk, and I call it junk, the New Age stuff that definitely has spirits attached to it, don't listen to it. It's
yeah.
a whole different kind of a religion thing, and you don't want to listen to false religion music ever. But I think I Want to Hold Your Hand is safe. I actually sing Wild Thing to Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I know.
You're as my awesome. Personal expression to him. And I want you all to know he loves it. And only once in my life, because you know I don't sing, I'm not singing for you. But only once in my life when we were having a throne room party at one of the events that I was speaking at, they actually got me to come up and sing. The guy was playing the piano and I actually sang Wild Thing to the Holy Spirit. It's very anointed. And it's not out there where you can find it, so don't look. So, yes, there are some songs, certainly, that people can sing and listen to. It's fine.
You just have to use discernment.
You need to be aware of who
yeah.
the person is, the artist singing it,
yeah.
what kind of lifestyle they live, because it does make a difference.
It does.
But if that's your question...
I have a follow-up question.
A follow-up question?
I'm good at those. So you haven't spoken a little bit on the podcast about this, and I just thought it'd be good. Could you describe a little bit about how the Holy Spirit looks and how the Holy Spirit interacts with us as believers, you know, maybe on a day-to-day thing? And whilst I'm saying this, everybody, remember to go to Kat's YouTube channel, because we're going to be putting more things on there, and press the bell icon, which means that when Kat goes live, because we will be doing that, it will pop up on your screen and you'll know about it. So I just thought I'd throw that in as well. But if you could maybe talk about that a little bit, Kat, because I don't think we've spoken too much about that.
I don't think we have either.
Holy Spirit, of course, is all spiritual. He doesn't have any flesh on him. Neither does the Father. Jesus does. And it talks about when Jesus was the Word, that was when he was in his full spiritual body. He and the Father worked together to create everything that was made. In heaven, of course, you see everything. If you are caught up to heaven, you can see the angels, you can see the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you can see them all. But in your physical body, normally you don't see them unless that is permitted.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit does certainly have an image, and it says we're made in their image, so they all do have a body, even though the Holy Spirit is all spirit. He has fire all the time that goes around his entire image. He has like whirlwinds of color, like of the rainbow that go around him like a whirlwind. And it even talks about him being like a whirlwind in the Bible. And the main thing he does with us all the time is he speaks to us.
Yes.
And you should hear, it's usually that small, still voice. You don't always hear Holy Spirit audibly, but you hear that small, still voice, because if you've invited him to indwell you, he literally is living in you. He lives in your spirit man, and he helps you. He helps you understand the Word more. He shows you and tells you things to come. Like, he could actually give little warnings to you. Like, he would say all the time to me things like, don't go through that green light. You need to slow down. And when I did, someone ran the red light. So all those type of little things like that, he gives you things. He'll even help you shop. This is crazy. He'll show me where the best deals are because I'm so personally involved with the Holy Spirit. He's my best friend. And you can ask him to be your best friend. Then he'll never stop talking to you. I go to sleep, he's talking. I wake up and he's talking to me. He'll tweak me all the time, like, well, maybe you shouldn't have said that to somebody. You know, if I, sometimes every now and then I get a little upset, usually at family members. It's not usually with people out there. And then I'll go say, you know, I shouldn't have been maybe as hard or something. But the Holy Spirit should be like your best friend. And he will speak to you all the time. You know, in the Word, it says that he will show you things to come. He is usually the one who catches people up and takes them to heaven for a glimpse.
Yeah.
Not when you're going home. When you move home to heaven, your own guardian angel will escort you home to heaven. But Holy Spirit is so important in our lives. That's why the devil doesn't want him talked about. And that's why he wants you to think that that's something weird that the devil does. But it should be the most natural thing in your life. When you receive Christ, the next thing to do is to invite Holy Spirit to indwell you. In the Bible, it says, Jesus said, I must leave so I can send the Holy Spirit. That's how important he is. So he'll warn you of things to come. He'll show you light on the Word of God in the Scriptures. He'll be with you all the time. So you're never alone, really. I know Jesus also is in you. But Holy Spirit is the one who's the most interactive with you all the time.
So if someone sat listening to the podcast and they're maybe not sure, because people in, you know, different circles talk about the Holy Spirit differently, don't they? Like, if you go to an old-fashioned church, like a Catholic church or something like that, they're all very formal. Other people say, well, you have to be, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. You have to be, you know, these things happen, those things happen. How does somebody know whether they're really hearing the Holy Spirit? How do they know whether they've received the Holy Spirit, like what you're saying? Is there any way that they would kind of know that?
Yeah, because I know, growing up, Assemblies of God, we were always told that you didn't have the baptism
like
of the Holy
speaking
Spirit
in tongues is supposed to
unless
be the big thing,
you spoke
right?
in tongues.
You do realize it says it's only evidence. That doesn't mean you don't have it. And some people use that as if you don't do it, you don't have it. But that's not quite right.
It's just one of the added
it
things.
It says if you invite him, it's just like Christ, if you invite the Holy Spirit to indwell you, he's moving in. And in that moment, you may not speak in tongues. Eventually, you probably will speak in tongues. But let me tell you what will happen is you begin to realize that you have a new joy, okay? That you know things you didn't know before, because that's one of the things he does. He's also part of the prophetic. Like, he'll tell you things to tell other people. And this is how you know. If he's telling you something to tell somebody, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be about death, dying, hell. Holy Spirit doesn't have to tell you you're going to go to hell.
And
that's
even
usually
if
the
it's
person's
correction,
flesh.
It's still done in love.
If it's correction, it's always done in love. Like, you know, if if the Holy Spirit is saying, well, this person's been, just this is a good example, I'm not saying this person's been smoking a lot, they really need to stop, it can really hurt their body, it truly will, that God has a plan for that person's life. But if they don't stop that, they will not be able to fulfill at the greatest measure. Maybe this is someone who's going to sing. Maybe this is someone who has a voice to sing. But let me tell you what, smoking is one of the worst things you can do if you're going to be a singer. It will affect the I can't remember what they're called in here. There's certain vocal cords yeah. that you have, and even other things besides the vocal cords.
The strength
cords.
Of your lungs.
Yeah, the strength of yeah. your lungs can be affected. Your air, nobody should smoke. I'm just going to say that for free. But let's just say the Holy Spirit is making someone aware of this. Maybe this is a friend of theirs and they didn't want them. They were concerned about them smoking. So maybe they prayed and said, God, should I say something? Should I maybe tell them, please don't do that? The Holy Spirit would be the one who would say to you, yes, this is right. You should say something because God has a plan for their life. And if they keep going that way, they won't have the lung capacity. They won't live as long. So yes, you should go and tell them that. That would be the Holy Spirit saying that to you. It would always be something that would be good for that person or something important God wanted them to know. Maybe they were thinking about buying a car or buying a house or going on a trip, and that person was praying and saying, I don't know whether I should do this or not. And all of a sudden you hear in you a voice that says, tell them, yes, this is God. I want them to go on that trip, and this is what will happen.
I bet you've had some crazy experiences like that, haven't you, Kat?
I've had a lot of crazy experiences like that. That's why I can say this.
Is there any good ones you want to share?
Well, I think
we like the stories.
One of my favorite ones is when the Holy Spirit was kind of training me. This is before I knew I'd be going on trips to heaven, but they actually removed me from my job. Now, I'd been working at this law office. It was an amazing job, but God was good enough to actually have the Holy Spirit tell me, let her know in 30 days she won't be there anymore. And this is why she won't be there anymore. Told me why. Told me how I would be released. And all of it happened. It was crazy. But when he did that, then I began to hear clearer. They began to send me on crazy assignments, like the Holy Spirit would say, you need to get a ticket. This really happened. You need to buy a ticket to Minneapolis and go, you know, Minneapolis, go through the Minneapolis airport. I wasn't really going anywhere. You have to go to Minneapolis and give a word to a person who's going to be in the food court.
Yeah.
And this is what he did. He said, so you need to buy your ticket and you're going to go on this day. Tell me the day to make it for and the time to be there. And he said, but you're not going to get the word to give the person till you're on the plane. So see, this is called faith.
Faith, yes.
This is stretching your faith and building your faith.
Is that the first thing he said to you like that? Because that seems like a big thing. If that thought came into my head, I'd be like, okay, I'm going back to bed. I'm not feeling very well today.
Oh,
I mean, there must have been stages to get to that though, right?
The presence of God was, well, I had known Jesus since I was 4 years old, okay? At this point, I was probably in my 40s. So I could hear him say things, but this was totally different. I'd heard him say, go share this with somebody, or this person needs to know that. Things like I was talking about in the beginning. He starts with things like that.
Yeah, that's how he did it with me.
So this was different when he said, okay, you need to give a word to somebody. It's going to be in Minneapolis in the airport. So you need to go buy a ticket for this flight, for this on this day, at this time. And when you get on the plane, you'll get the word to give the person in the food court. And you'll know that person because they'll be wearing a mechanic's jumpsuit. It'll be blue and they have dark hair. So see, because I said, okay, when he said, you have to go do this. And I said, okay, I'll do it. Once I said, okay, I'll do it. I got detail. This is what this person will look like. This is what they'll be wearing. And all you're going to do is when they sit down to eat their food in the food court, you will walk up and say, this is from God. And you cannot give them your name. And then you will walk away and run, go get your plane back home. So I was only going there for that purpose. But it's when you surrender to say, yes, I'll do it. That's when you get more information. A lot of people go like what you said. I'm just going to go back to bed. You won't get anything.
And then he'll give it to somebody else.
He may give it to someone else. Sometimes they select certain people to do certain things.
Yeah.
So this thing that people run around saying that, you know, if you don't give somebody something, he'll pick someone else. That is not always true. Or if you don't do this thing, you know, he'll find someone else to do it. Sometimes God has specific people he picks, and he doesn't want to pick somebody else. Now, if that's true, he'll probably say it to you again. Like, if he says something to you several times and you haven't done it yet, you better do it. You better say, yes, I'll do it. Because if it's something he wants just you and he's picked just you only, and that's between him and you, then he probably will keep bugging you until you do it. But he didn't have to at this point in my life. I said yes. And it happened just like he said. I got on the plane. It was a very short word. And that what the word was, yes, this is my plan. You're going to go to New York. You're going to sign that contract. This invention will help change the world. And sign it, God. And that's all I wrote on a little piece of paper.
And what did he do when you gave him that? Did you even see?
I turned around, looked at it, because I only had 40. I had 40 minutes to catch my flight back. And so I'm standing in the food court waiting. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? You know, I knew he was coming. And I had written on that little piece of paper. And so this guy comes in his blue mechanics outfit. He's got dark hair. He's going through the food court to get his food. And I'm like, thinking in my head, you need to hurry. Get that food. Get that food. And God said, when he bows his head to bless the food. See, this is even him obeying. Because he was so worked up. I found out later that he had come up with an amazing invention. God gave it to him. It would change the world. And he had offers from like 3 or 4 different companies. And they all wanted to meet with him and get him to sign a contract with them. And then he heard this one from New York, so he was praying, God, what do I do? Who is it going to be? Where do I go? And but he stepped out in faith because he had an impression. I think maybe it is New York, but I'm not sure. So he'd already bought his ticket because Minneapolis was his layover. That wasn't where he was from. He'd already taken another plane to go to there. So he also was being impressed by Holy Spirit. If he hadn't listened, he'd never know. If he hadn't stepped out in faith, because he was using his faith too. So when he bowed his head, I ran up to him and I said, here, this is from God. And he looked at me like, you know.
Who is this crazy lady?
I did not have pink hair yet, so that was better. It was only blonde, okay? So I run up and say, this is from God. And so as I'm walking away, I turn around and look back. And it was a little short word. Remember, he starts jumping up and down and yelling in the food court, yes, God, amen, yes, God. He didn't care what anyone in there thought because he had prayed. He stepped out and he heard from God. It all takes faith, okay? Yep. It all takes faith. And you have to be willing to be laughed at or people thinking you're nuts, you know? It doesn't matter because that word, if that person, as simple as that was, that I didn't know anything about this person, if I hadn't given it to him, then God's whole plan, it wouldn't have worked. But he got the message. I know that he did go to New York because he had a ticket to New York. That was his goal to get there. And so when I was on the plane, I got on my plane, and the Holy Spirit said, yes, this guy's got a great invention. This is the best deal he can get. This firm will be fair. This company will be fair. It will be produced. And when it's finally released, it will help change the lives of everybody.
That's so cool.
He said, and he won't know who you are until you are all in eternity. And then one day it will be revealed and he'll come up and he'll thank you for being obedient.
That's so cool.
So that's just one of the ways the Holy Spirit works with you.
Yeah.
I, the thing I used to get a lot was like, you know, when you feel like you just can't not say something, you know, you're like in a situation, it's like, almost feel like something's bubbling up and it's like, doesn't make any sense to your brain.
Yeah.
Like there's no, I shouldn't be saying this. No, I shouldn't talk like this to this person or something like that. And you're like, I've got to do it. And if you don't do it, you're just like kicking yourself. But then when you do, suddenly it's almost like the atmosphere breaks and you find that God is doing something, but you couldn't see it until you went over that line, until you stepped this threshold of I think sometimes even if you don't get the response that you think that you should have, the fact that you stepped over the line, it seems to clear your conscience. You're like, okay, I know that I'm right with God because I just said that. And somehow the peace makes up for the fact that you didn't see something happen around you.
What I told her is
sometimes it feels like you're about to explode inside.
When he first started talking to me, the first time I actually heard the Holy Spirit was on one of our trips. And we were getting ready to go to the church which happened to be 45 minutes away from where we were staying, and I had forgot the till bag to run the product table, and I was just getting in the car when I saw a flash of the till bag on the bed, which is what he had been doing with me. I would see glimpses of things.
Yes.
But I had not heard his voice. And I stopped them and I got out of the car and I ran back up the stairs. And as I was going up the stairs, I said, Holy Spirit, I don't know what I would do without you. As plain as day, I hear absolutely nothing. I literally stopped and went, was that you? Because I'd never heard his voice.
So you're saying God's got a sense of humor, Jen? How can that possibly be?
So, but from then on, I started hearing him more and more. And fast forward to like a year or two after that, I asked him one time, Holy Spirit, why do I hear you all the time now? And he said, why have you started talking to me more?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've always talked to you.
That's true.
You just started listening.
That's absolutely true.
And it really took me, I was like, wow. But when he started taking me to the next level and wanted me to give words to people, that was hard. And I was scared at first. I thought they would think I was nuts. I mean, I just like, and sometimes I would argue with him and I literally would feel like I was about to combust into flames.
That's right. That's the how urgency, it feels. A lot of times
yeah,
it feels that
the
way.
The urgency of giving this person this word. And so now I've gotten a whole lot better at it. I'm quick to listen and quick to obey. But yeah, I love hearing him
and let me tell you, in this year 2020,
that's gonna be
very significant.
Yes.
A lot of people for the first time will literally hear him.
Yeah.
And we'll get even in the beginning, it's usually a little short word.
Yeah,
he doesn't usually start with a whole page. I get some sometimes, he makes me write them down, sometimes they're several pages long and it's very detailed. So it does grow, it increases, and the more you do it, the more you obey and are willing, because you know it says those who are willing and obedient shall eat the fat of the lamb. That really means those will be the ones who will be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And God can use you more when you're willing. A lot of people say they want to do things, but then when they get moved on by the Holy Spirit or Jesus says something,
it hinders it then? I kind of get the feeling, when you were talking earlier on, I was like, an expression you use a lot is head knowledge. It's like, I feel like maybe sometimes people know a lot about God, but they don't encounter so much of that because they kind of fill themselves with things. And it seems like that would be what the Holy Spirit would be thinking. So they kind of assimilate God's voice in their head. Whereas in actual fact, what we're talking about here really isn't anything that you... It's not like you're struggling to believe, is it? It's like...
No.
It's a relational...
You're not even struggling to really even hear it.
Yeah.
It's it is a relationship that you build. It's like anyone else. When you get to know somebody better, you know, then you're really open to stuff they say. I mean, you want to hear things. You want
yeah.
to know them more. And one of the ways you create a relationship here on the earth is you don't run to people all the time when you're just saying... Like
when you're nagging
or you're upset or you're angry about something and you're downloading on people or venting or you're just in the dregs of despair all the time. It's if you want to build a relationship, you got to start with some things that are happy, that are exciting, you know. Like if let's say you were looking for someone, you're interested in finding a spouse, whether you're the guy or the girl. You don't go up to them and start downloading everything that's bad about them. They wouldn't even want to get near you, let alone get to know you. Well, I think Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father appreciate it when we go to them and have exciting things to share, even if it's just something they already know. I mean, they're with you all the time, they know, but sometimes I think it's just happy. Like, I'll just go, when I go for a walk, I'll go, oh my gosh, you have made the most beautiful creation. Those flowers are amazing, you know, or I just love the fall. I love the fact that you shared it with us, you know. Those kind of things like that, they're important.
Yeah.
You're going to build a relationship with God.
I don't know if you guys agree, but I've had an experience where I felt that God speaks to me in my own language as well. So the Holy Spirit, when he's speaking... He's not going to say to you in King James English.
No, he's not.
So, you know.
Thou shalt do this.
No.
Thou shalt go to, you know. He's not, I think sometimes.
And thine shall be blessed.
But I will say this. The Holy Spirit does rhyme.
Oh, he can rhyme.
He rhymes a lot.
Or he talks backwards, which is
like Yoda.
Say, well, I think Yoda got it from Holy Spirit. I just put something out there.
Now. We're all on rewind, and he's going forward, and he somehow knows, and we don't know. It's like a universal multiverse.
Even some of the things I say, it's because he says it that way.
Yeah.
That's the way he says it. You know, he says it, and it's like, well, even the way the scriptures are written, sometimes if you flip the way it is, like, God desires above all things that you prosper and be in health. But there's another part of that scripture, even as your soul prospers. So there's a requirement, and most people don't mention that part. They only say the first part. So he told me, say the second part first.
First, yeah.
Even as your soul prospers, you shall prosper and you shall live in health.
Yep.
And so sometimes you can read the word that way, which is probably usually how they say it. They speak that way.
And I'm sure it's not
correct. But they don't say these and thous, okay? Now, this is the thing, though. I will say this. If you read certain translations of the Bible, like when I only read King James, I literally did hear him say thee and thou. But when I started reading the Amplified, the Schofield, and other ones, that stopped happening.
Yes.
So it kind of goes with where you're at and what you hear and what you perceive. And
yeah, because people who only read that think in their head, well, if I hear it that way, that's got to be God. But he also can talk in everyday language to you. He can just,
yeah.
And sometimes it's funny things he says.
Like, my desire for everyone listening to the podcast would be that during this week, after they hear this podcast, whether it be this month or 2 years' time or sometime in 23,084 when it's, you know, I don't know, like sometime in the future, that they would like have an experience pretty close, like a short time after wherever they're at, that's kind of like, oh yeah, no, that was what they were talking about in the podcast. That's the voice of the one that I'm, you know, in relationship. That it's for me. It's not against me. It's not harsh. It's not, you know, I'm feeling convicted, but I'm not feeling condemned, because there's like these markers of what the voice is like and, you know, who he is and things like that. So that's my, I mean, I'm waffling on, I'm sorry.
And I can tell you this, that people who've lived in the dregs of humanity and society, even in the worst moment, have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. They have. They have heard God speak. They have. Because he does love everyone. He does care for everyone. And we all have a choice to choose. But when I was little, I just chose. I'm running after God. I mean, my dad was a great example. Not everybody has an example. But your actual real father who is in heaven that carried you inside himself and sent you to this earth so you could have a body. He loves you more than anybody else. And he is for you. He's not against you. And any time in your life you choose, you can turn from whatever you're involved in or what's going on in your life. If you're in a horrible point in your life, just go to God and say, I just want to give it all to you. I want to have a life. I really want to live. I'm tired of dying. He literally will answer that prayer because he cares. So that's this awesome. Went in many different places.
It did, but hey, you know, we had a lot to catch up on, and we haven't talked to people, so we wanted to make it good and juicy.
Yes, we do, and I'm just going to add just a little bit of juice to it, that I declare and decreed already over Trump
yes.
and this whole mock impeachment thing that there is no ground for, and God almost ignores all of it. And he has told me that these people who have decided to come against our president will be judged. And he said many things are about to be exposed on the side that is against him because God chose him. And he has done great things for our country and will continue to do great things. And I have a commission from God to not just support him, not just pray for him, but speak God's words over him and to him. And I'm not going to stop. And so just get ready to celebrate that. And if you have issues with it, loose it all from your soul.
Yep.
I choose as an act of my will to loose all the hate and the confusion and the crushing and the lying. I don't want to carry that stuff in me. This is free. This is free soul therapy for all those who have hate in them. No matter what it's about, get it out of your soul and then bind the love, the life of God. and his presence and his purposes to your soul, and you will not be the same.
That's right.
There's a free soul checkup for you right there.
Awesome. Before we go, we want to share the exciting news, because I know Facebook world already knows and YouTube world already knows, but we finally got what?
Our 2020 calendars. Yay! Finally came in. And we have like writer's cramp because we've been autographing a lot of them.
Yes, 200
and,
of them.
And these calendars are all about heaven. They are not just words. But every single month in that calendar has a literal place that exists in heaven.
And some never seen before.
That's right.
Some you've never seen before, especially in December. We actually had our artist and I sketched it, a place in heaven that really exists. In December of 2020, there's a never before seen, unless you were caught up in Chomat, place in heaven, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
And we, all three of us in this room, along with Kat's artist,
Walter,
worked hours and hours on his calendar.
We started feeling like we were in the King James Version of the Bible. It was hard work.
It was still amazing.
It's amazing. The images are beautiful, and they're just.
And you can go to revealingheaven.com and go to the store
and scroll down until you see the 2020 calendar.
Yeah, Margaret put it a ways down there. You got to go through a lot of other stuff, but you will finally see that calendar, and it's amazing. Oh, and in the calendar, we added new little days to celebrate.
Yes.
However, we did not include Halloween because that belongs to Satan and don't have nothing to do with it. On that day, October 31st says celebrate life and light, right?
Yep.
But we do have a lot of the other ones, especially Christmas is in there and a lot of other things.
And we have two activities for you guys to participate.
Oh, yes. These are interactive activities.
If you get the calendar, or when you get the calendar,
check out May
and August.
And August, and you will find those special days where if you participate, you get something sent to you.
Yay!
It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's also very profound.
Yes.
And you're going to love it. It's going to be an awesome collector's item.
All right. Any more words of wisdom or anything?
Just get ready for that roller coaster ride to continue. It's going to be very exciting this year. I know there's going to be a lot of stuff happening everywhere. International things will happen. Things here in our country will happen. But you'll be so glad that you're here on planet Earth and you got to be a part of it and experience it.
Yep.
And it's going to get better, not worse.
Yep. So
over this next 10 years, it's
be excited,
fantastic.
Everybody.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out YouTube because we've started a new thing. It's called On the Go with Kat. You're not going to want to miss it.
That's right. It's fun.
And so we bless you.
Yes.
We bless you. We give you the life of God, the love of God, His plans and purposes for you. May you be blessed this day, and may the host go with you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.